Hello everyone, I'm Lori.
I'm Taylor.
And we're What's the dish? Back for season two in this podcast adventure.
This season we'll dive into topics that are sweet and sour and maybe a little spicy.
This is all for fun, so please don't take us seriously.
We hope you enjoy our little stories and thank you for giving us a listen.
Now, let's get started!
Hello everybody! Welcome back to another episode on this beautiful Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Anyway, this is What's the Dish with Taylor.
And Lori.
And we are back again. Hello. Like I said. How has your week been, okay? Because over here, rain. Rain. It's just been raining this past week. So, you know, it's a little gloomy. It's been raining and it's been like 35 degrees.
I like it though.
Bro, I don't. I like it, like, I like the heat. I don't like the rain.
No, I love rain.
Ugh. I like rain. I like the sound of it when I'm home and I know I don't have to leave. When I have to go outside and it's raining, I'm just like, yeah, let's just not do this today.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like getting wet.
Yeah, I don't like getting wet.
I like getting wet.
You like your clothes sticking to you?
No, I like rain.
Ugh.
Have you ever not just played in the rain?
No. Because I don't like my clothes sticking to me. Like when it rains and it gets...
That's different though. But like that. When you're playing, you don't realize that.
Oh, I do. I do. I realize it and I'm like, yeah, I don't like this.
I don't mind.
But yeah. So you didn't mind this week?
Yeah,
It's been raining already?
I like rain.
Okay.
Makes me sleep better.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, this noise of it is fine.
Yeah.
But like outside.
Yeah, it makes you work harder during the day.
Mm. So you come home and just sleep peacefully.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about like, oh shit, it's been a nice day. I wish I wasn't working. You're working, it's rainy.
That's true. What if you work outside? Yeah? Like I don't, but what if you work outside?
Then work harder.
And then get sick.
Well, you have to dress properly.
Yeah, but you know, these people don't dress properly.
Exactly, because their mama didn't raise them right. I was raised right. It was raining. Oh, don't forget to wear this. Of course, because it's raining. I don't want to get sick.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
People's immune system nowadays are not it, so.
That too. No, people's immune system are not it because their parents never let them play outside when they were kids. Get dirty. When they were kids.
There's that, but also, like, incest,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Ew, Lori. Ew. But, yeah, that's been the week. But today, it's looking up. Let me actually check the weather.
The whole week's gonna be hot.
Yeah, the whole week's gonna be hot. It's been hot last week, but, like, this week, apparently, it's not gonna rain. So, I'm happy. It's gonna be, like, scorching, though. Yeah. Which is fine. That's why I said, remember my summer episode?
No,
I said 25 to 30?
No, but like, 25 to 30. I hate that. I don't like that. Because I don't mind getting rained on because I know I'm getting wet. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting wet through my own fluids, yeah, no. And that's when I get more irritated.
Well, yeah,
because
you...
are sticking to me because I'm sweating.
Yeah, I was like, because you sweat. You know, it's fine. Like, I'm fine. I'm cool. I like that.
Yeah, because you have no blood.
Yeah, like, I like it. It's fine. It's, like, a good temperature. As I said, 25 to 30. Look, it's going to be 25 to 30 degrees next week.
Yeah, but it's also humid. The humidity index.
I know, the humidity is going to be crazy.
Yeah, like, this morning, there was so much fog, you couldn't drive.
Yeah.
You literally couldn't see anything.
That's disgusting.
But there was no rain.
Yeah. It's going to rain on Sunday.
Oh, thank God.
You have a whole week. A whole couple days, actually.
It's not going to rain, though.
It's 60%. So somewhere here, it's going to rain.
No, it's not going to rain.
Maybe not where we are, but somewhere
here.
Honestly,
it hasn't rained.
Where?
Anywhere that I've been.
Well, okay, I guess. Over here, just every day.
Like, it's just, like, spitting.
No, here was thunderstorms. No. And people were still out.
That's good.
Like, go home.
No, that's good.
Like, no umbrella, no nothing. Just walking straight through the streets. I'm like, excuse me?
Okay, we are on two different pages.
We are. Because I'm looking at them like, y'all crazy.
If I had a choice,
I would not be here. I would be in my house. Like, but anyway, that was the rant.
I don't know if it was a rant for me.
It was a rant for me because I hated it. Like, the weather was fine. Just the water, you know, the rain. But That was a little conversation, I guess you could say, about the weather. But this episode, we're going to be talking about, well, determining whether people are assholes or not. We're going to be reading Am I the Asshole stories.
Shout out to our friend. We're going to say her, well, I'm going to say her name because she listens to us anyways. Shout out to you, Heather.
Shout out to you. But yeah, we're going to be doing Am I the Asshole? We are going to determine whether they are assholes or not after the stories, the mini stories. Are your stories long? Some of them?
They're about like...
They're a good amount?
Oh, this one's long. Like maybe a scroll or two.
Okay.
It's not that long.
That's not bad. Okay. So, are you
going first? Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors? Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay. I'll go second.
Okay. Like, okay. Okay. Mine are not that long.
All right, go ahead.
Maybe some of them will be. I don't know. But, okay, here.
Why does you keep your Apple Music icons keep jumping?
Because it wants me to do something and I don't want to do anything.
Oh, okay.
Duh. So, okay. This one starts off with, so my 28 female, wait, no. Oh, no, I see what she's trying to say. She said, so she is a 28 female and her husband is a 31-year-old male. Okay. And they had spent 2 months in a different state for work.
Mm-hmm.
He came back 9 days ago. Okay, he says, he came back 9 days ago. I am obviously thrilled he's back and I've missed him a lot. I was hoping we would be able to spend some time together, just the two of us.
Okay.
However, his mom, 56-year-old female, came over when he was supposed to come home. I was slightly annoyed, but I know... I know she was just excited for her son to be back. However, she never left.
Oh.
Like, I was prepared to deal with her being there for a day or two, but not 9 days. So, because she's been here for 9 days, we haven't had a second of time together. She insists on staying here instead of a hotel, and then for the record, she lives an hour away.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So, it's like, you know? We know the distance. Yeah. So, the guest room is next to ours, and the walls are thin.
So, she wants a freaking time.
When the two of us go out, she comes with us.
Oh.
Or makes one of us stay with her, because otherwise, we would be bad hosts. She follows us around the house constantly. We want to cuddle and watch movies. She's sitting in the armchair. We want to go to a romantic restaurant. Better make that a table for three. We have even left her in the living room to go chat in our room, and she follows us.
Oh.
So earlier today, I just asked her to leave. Even though both of us have been hinting that she needs to go, she keeps saying she wasn't ready to go yet and wanted more time with her son. I tried telling her we wanted some alone time, and she kept insisting that she join us. Finally, I snapped and said, since you seem to be oblivious, I will put this bluntly. I don't know if I can say this, but I'll say it. Since you seem to be oblivious, I will put this bluntly. I want to fuck your son. If you don't want to see or hear them, you need to leave. I know this isn't the classiest response ever, but I was frustrated. Anyway, she yelled at me, but eventually left. We've finally got to have our alone time, but now she is blowing up both our phones, saying that I'm disgusting and have no respect for her, her son, or myself. She keeps telling my husband that he shouldn't be with someone so crude, and how dare he let me speak to her like that. I'm sure you get the idea. I know that what I said was really inappropriate, but am I the asshole?
See, that's a sticky situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sticky situation still. I think she is not an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, like, that's your husband, you know?
Exactly.
Like, she just wants, like, alone time with her husband. But at the same time... Damn.
It's the way she said it, though.
Yeah, the way she said it.
She was like, I want to F your son.
Yeah, like, oh, if she shit. Just, you know, like... She's like, ma'am, I need to do husband-wife things with her. You know, we need to do husband-wife
things. Let me service your son.
Maybe. But, like... I get it. Like, she was frustrated. Mm-hmm. And if, like, she wasn't taking the hint, then obviously, like...
Yeah.
But yo, maybe she's lonely. Maybe the mom's lonely.
Maybe. Because I don't know. She never said if the mom's by herself or what the situation is. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe like, she's lonely. Maybe that's her only son. Like, we don't know. Her only child, maybe. Like, we don't know. You know? Like, I don't think she's an asshole. I just think that she, like, instead of being, like, that blunt about it, like, how she said, I'm going to put it blunt and I'm going to tell you what I need to tell you.
Yeah.
She could have just been like, listen.
I need to do husband-wife
things. Yeah, like, literally, you like, that's my husband.
Please.
And I'm his wife.
Like.
And we have not done anything for this past since he's been home, since you've been here.
Yeah.
We're trying to respect you. So, out of that, please leave so we can do what we can do, and then you can come back and talk to him later, or he can go see you later.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless he's, like, leaving again, like.
Oh, yeah, unless that, too. Like, but, yeah, I don't think
so. If he's, like, leaving again.
But still, though, that's the wife. You know what I mean?
No, I meant, like, this is what I was gonna say.
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me say what I need to say.
Okay.
Like, if he was leaving again, and, like, he's coming back again, and the wife is, like, the mom is not gonna be there that time, then okay. Like, just...
Nah.
No, just, like, handle it for the, like, how so long, like, he's gonna be there.
So you're saying, like, okay, like, if he... Because he was there for 9 days. So, like, if he was supposed to, like, be there for 9 days, and then he's going back to wherever she said that he goes for a couple months, and then he comes back, and the next time he comes back, the mom doesn't show up?
Yeah.
See, but no, that's too long.
But I don't think he's gonna be gone for a couple months.
He was gone for a couple months the first time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too long. It's like, bro, you're here. I see your face and I can't do anything about it. You know? Like, you're my husband.
Okay, then what does she do?
Huh?
What? I don't know what she does.
The mom? The wife?
Yeah.
I don't know what she does either, but she just said that, you know?
Go visit him.
I know, go visit him still, but I don't, maybe she's not allowed to. Maybe it's that type of job, honestly, you know?
Honestly, you think that the husband's an asshole?
I know, he should have been like, Mom.
Let me be with my wife.
I'm gonna come see you tomorrow, okay? I will see you tomorrow, okay? We can go have a whole Mother Sunday tomorrow.
Exactly.
Get out. You know? I literally would have told my husband, I'm like, you need to tell your mom to get the fuck out of here.
But husbands won't do that.
Mine better.
No, they won't.
You better. It's not rude, though, to do that.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Yes, it's the way you say it. It's not like, get out, then that's rude. But it's like, listen.
No,
like,
but like, every mom will take it as, you don't want me to be here.
I know, that's what the problem is. They're so soft. Because even my mom, she's like, I'm never like that. Like, she's like, I will never be like that. She was like, my son has a life. Yeah. What am I doing infiltrating that? I was like, period. Period. She's like, you too, you have a life. What am I doing infiltrating that? I will come see you, but I'm not going to stay for like 10 days. Unless you want me to stay for 10 days, then I'm going to stay. But I know my place. I said, period. Period. Like, I don't get it. I don't get that. I don't get that. I don't get how, like, I get it. How some moms are, like, so attached to their sons and, like, that weird relationship. Like, I get it. But I don't get it at the same time. You know what I mean?
I get it, yeah.
Like, it's just, that's your son, not your husband. Like, let's... Boundaries. But anywho. Anywho, I don't think she's an asshole. I don't think the wife's an asshole.
I don't think she's an asshole.
Okay.
All right.
Your turn.
Would I be the asshole if I go on vacation instead of my brother's wedding?
Oh? Wait, that's it?
No. That's the title.
Okay.
My brother, Tom, who is 36 years old, and I, 26 years old, have never had a solid relationship due to our age gap.
Okay.
We didn't spend much time, and by the time I was old enough to develop a personality, he was already moved out of the house.
Mm.
For the last 2 years of my brother... What? Oh, she phrased it wrong. So what she meant to say was, for the last 2 years, my brother and his fiance Sarah... Oh, we're using names. Who is 32 years old, have been planning their wedding. And it's coming up in September. I was asked to be a bridesmaid. I figured I was only asked as a courtesy since I am her soon-to-be sister-in-law. But I still took it seriously. I have been a bridesmaid for the last 2 years. Just a few weeks ago, I managed to save up to buy an $800 bridesmaid dress. Overall, in the last 2 years, between group outings to parties, dinners, lunches, etc., I spent $1,000.
Wow.
Eventually, all the girls in the wedding and I became extremely close, and I started to get hyped for the wedding. Sarah recently got close with her brother's wife, Becky, who is 30 years old. Last week, she dropped the ball on me that she no longer wants me to be a bridesmaid.
Oh. Mm.
And she would prefer her friend, Becky, to take my place. Okay. I don't know where this is going.
Right?
It broke my heart a little, but it's her wedding. It's not my place to tell her how to run it, so I said it was fine. Yesterday, I went to my brother's house to pick up the bridesmaid's dress and was going to see if I could return it since it was within the time frame. Sarah was completely appalled, okay, and said that Becky was going to wear it since she and I are the same size.
Okay, pay me.
I said that would be fine, but they would have to pay me since it was $800. Yeah. Sarah said Becky couldn't afford.
Then?
And I should just be nice and let her use it?
Okay. No, but okay.
She said I could keep it after the wedding. I explained that I'm not going to give away the dress. I am not ever going to use it after the wedding. After some bickering back and forth, I just ended up taking it and leaving. My brother and Sarah tried to compromise with me, and I said I could be the assistant flower girl. Okay.
What?
I don't even know what that means. You're 28 years old. What are you exactly? Okay. And I felt offended at the offer. After I said no, and they then said that Becky could give me $250 for it, again, no, I returned the dress and got a full refund.
Okay, as you should. Yeah.
I told them I understand that it's their wedding, but they are being extremely disrespectful to me, and I don't need to deal with it. And I am not going to the wedding.
Okay, put your foot down.
Today, my coworker says that she has an extra round-trip plane ticket to go to Miami, and she'll sell it to me for half the price. Plus, I would have to pay for the half the hotel, and I can go hang out with her in Florida. The only downside is I'll be in Florida for a week, and that week is my brother's wedding. So, will I be the asshole if I go party in Miami instead of going to my brother's wedding?
I mean, like, I feel like, like, the circumstances. Like, I feel like that's rude, though. Like, that's your brother's wedding. But then they said they're not close, right?
No, they are close.
Oh, they are close.
No, her and her brother are not close. But the bridesmaids got close. Fucking was
so, you know what, actually? Because, like, her and her brother are not really that close. And clearly the brother's wife is not, or future wife is not, a person of, you know? Like,
honestly, reading that story, I was just like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Like, first of all, who do you think I am?
Jacqueline from
Oh,
spoiler alert!
Love is Blind.
Giving like
Jackie
from Love is Blind. I'm not giving back the ring.
No, but that's what it was giving. Like, it was just like, honestly, she's not an asshole.
She's not an asshole.
Yeah, the sister-in-law. Yes, is an asshole because first of all, you're not gonna ask me to be a bridesmaid, and then like a couple days be like, actually, never mind.
Nah, it's not you.
I want her instead, huh?
You're not firing me.
Exactly. And then it's like, okay, you know what? Let me not start anything. It's your day. You know, mm-hmm. It's your wedding. Let me not get upset. Okay, you don't want me to be a thing. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then be like, okay, now give her the dress for free. No.
You paid for it.
No. I will not be doing that. She wants to wear my dress. She pays me full price. Okay? I'm getting my money back one way or another. Like, the fuck? Like, no, I don't think she's an asshole. I don't. At first, I was like, you know what? Partying there? Because that's your brother's wedding. But I was like, no, they're not even close. So who cares? Like, yeah. You know? Like, who cares? Like, you know? You guys are not close. You guys have an age gap. The wife, the sister-in-law is, like, crazy at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the wedding that was making her little, you know?
Yeah.
Cuckoo.
I think it is.
But
wedding planning makes people cuckoo.
People cuckoo, but still, you know?
You never know.
That's who she probably is.
She was.
She has, like, that's the essence of her, you know what I mean?
Well, the wife is young, too. Like, she was 32. And the brother is 38, so.
Yeah. Like, that's not young, though. Like, that's
not young.
That can't, you can't be like, okay, she was 32, that's why she was acting like that. It's like, nah. That's just who she is. Like, that's a part of who she is.
She's 32 and the sister's 28, so they can relate a little more better.
Than the brother, right?
So why, like, okay, throw her out of your wedding. Ah.
Yeah, first of all, like, anyway, it is what it is.
I don't think she's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think she's an asshole.
Go party, bro.
Live your best life. Post it up. Let them get jealous and upset. Okay. So this one. Oh, this one's about wedding too. So it's, am I the asshole for leaving my sister's wedding early because she kept my husband out of the pictures?
Excuse me?
So that's the title. So my, hold on. Okay, yeah. Wait, I'm so confused.
What?
I think she's trying to say my husband, but she made a mistake. So my husband, 31-year-old male.
What does it say?
Because of my 31-year-old male sister. So I'm confused. But my husband, 31-year-old male.
Okay.
And then her sister, 34-year-old female. Oh, you know. Anyway, got married on Saturday.
Okay.
Just forget that line. My husband of 7 years. We're not going to say names, okay? That's when they put names here, but we're not going to say their names. I'll just say M is a 32-year-old male. Was there with me and up until one point was an amazing evening. I'm so confused. Okay, after the ceremony, A, her sister A, wanted a picture with all the siblings. There's 5 of them. And their respective partners, so they started lining up.
Okay.
So when A saw that my husband was standing next to me, she shook her head and said something about him ruining the aesthetic.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, her plan was to put one man and one woman next to each other, like, alternating. So my younger sister, 18-year-old female, who doesn't have a partner and was standing on the very side, offered to stand between the two of us so we could be close and Anne's wish would still, oh, I said her name, whatever, would still be respected. I thought that was a great solution, but Anne disagreed and told M to get out of the picture. He's quite introverted and tries to avoid confrontation under any circumstance, so he simply complied and told me he would not get angry, but it was obvious that he was hurt and disappointed by being left out. Obviously, it didn't stop me from getting angry, and I walked away with him. I can understand that Anne wants her wedding pictures to look exactly how she imagined them, but I think that the idea my younger sister proposed was very reasonable. I congratulated Anne and her husband one last time, but then I said my goodbyes. When I was asked why we were leaving early, especially before taking the pictures, I said that I didn't feel like our presence was wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So we left before dinner was served, and I took M out to his favorite restaurant to cheer him up a little. Anne texted me since saying that I was being overdramatic and making a fuss over everything. Our parents have tried to remain neutral, but except for my younger sister. The rest of my family supports Anne and thinks that leaving early was going too far and that I should have sucked it up instead of ruining her big day. So am I the asshole? Yeah. See, here we go. See, there was typos. You said there was typos. Sorry.
Oh.
But yeah, because I was like, yeah. Okay.
I don't know about that one.
Honestly, if that was my, like, I probably
would have took... Because you have to, like, think about it in both perspectives.
Yeah.
Because it is her wedding, so you gotta just, like...
do what she wants, but at the same time, like, that's so rude.
It is.
Like, but... I would have probably done whatever, and then maybe, like, a week later, like, after the wedding died down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I probably would have been like, listen, what was the whole thing about excluding my husband?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would have been like, excuse me. What was the point of that? Like, let me know. But, yeah.
Well, like, see, I'm a confrontational person, so I would have just fixed it there and there. I would have been like, excuse me? Like,
see, but then that's ruining the wedding.
But it's not ruining the wedding if you wanted the pictures to be with you and your siblings and their significant other.
No, but then it is. Because then, like, if she was like, no, I don't want your partner in it, and then you were like, excuse me? If, like, our younger sister told us she's going to come in the middle, so what's the whole problem? And then she would have been like, but I still, like, no, he's ruining the extent. Like, it would have gone to a whole thing, you know what I mean?
Then I would have.
Then it's ruining the wedding.
No.
Because, you know, the sister would have fought back, like, the bride.
Yeah, but fought at back. The end of the day, like, if that was your husband,
mm-hmm.
you obviously got, she got invited to her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't make a fuss about her, who she brought, or whatever.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know, because I think, like, I wouldn't ruin the moment.
Yeah, but also then you're, like, ruining your husband's experience.
Yeah, that's true, but then, you know, like, so I then, just wouldn't, like, I wouldn't, like, I would just be like yes, I'm gonna make her apologize to you.
No,
you
know? But, like, yes, it's their day, but, like, you invited us.
Yeah, no,
and
I get
we
that.
We come as a unit. You are a unit.
Honestly, though, because, like, even at the bottom it said that, like, they were obviously a gay couple, so I think it was two men.
Oh!
Yeah, I think it was two men, that's where the okay. sister was, like, in the middle.
So then what's the problem?
So then, I don't know.
And then it's her homophobic
But then
ass.
That's what I'm saying too. It's like the sister, you know that your brother has a partner.
Yeah.
That's the same sex.
So she's
it's like
an
if,
asshole.
If you didn't want if you wanted the alternating boy, like male, female all throughout, then you should have been like, wait, what about my brother and his, you know, what are we gonna do with them? And then like if you can't figure out a solution, because this is the stuff I would have thought about. Because if this was me, I would have been like, okay, if that's my brother, like days before, I'm like, this is how I want my wedding picture. And if I really wanted the boy, girl, I would have figured it out.
Yeah.
And if it didn't make sense, like if there was just no way that we could just do that, like, you know, there was maybe not enough females or not enough males to make it whatever I wanted it to be.
Then
I'd be like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to change it up. Now we're going to have two, I'm going to make a whole completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we're going to change it up. Like, that's my thing. It's not like in the spur of the moment where I'm like, no, actually, this bothers me that you guys are standing like this. Like,
yeah.
No. Like, that's just no.
So then, yeah, clearly, you know? Like, the bride's an asshole.
Yeah, the bride just didn't plan it out properly.
No, but also, like, in the thing, it's like, after the whole thing was finished, it felt like they were ganging up on the brother.
Yeah. Like, the whole family, right?
Yeah, because, like, bro, yeah, the whole family knows that you're gay, or, like, if it's a
same, no, that's true. See, but that's what would have caused problems now.
But that, that's now what whose fault is that?
That's what would have caused problems. No, it's the family's fault at this point. Because, like,
no,
honestly,
exactly.
That's
it's
what I'm saying.
His fault.
I would have left respectively. Like, if that happened, I would have been like, you know what? I'm going to take this picture, because I don't want to look 10 years down the line and be like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, never took any pictures.
Let me take the picture. And then after that, we're going to excuse ourselves. And, like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, don't ask me why I'm leaving, because you know why I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then my family later being like, that was so rude of you to leave. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because if roles were reversed, you would have done the same. Like, it would have been a whole fight with my
but
family, because I would have been like, no.
Really
no.
Take it in. If, like, look. In the thing that you said, it says you didn't have to leave and ruin her big day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you... think it did, if it was me, okay? If it was me. If I were to stay, just best believe I am ruining
it. I know, it's
going to
get even more ruined now, because, like, you're like, why are your face looking like that? Because you're not going to talk about my husband like that. That's why.
Like, no, like, for real.
No, it's true, because
I
actually would have got so... I
chose
to leave. Me and my husband, we had a great day after. Took him to his favorite place after.
Yeah.
You know, that's true, because honestly, I would have caused a whole fuss. People would have been like, why is your face so screwed up? Because it is. Like, it wouldn't be pleasant anymore. So you're right. I don't think she's an asshole for leaving early. She's trying to protect her peace with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I don't think it's her. I think it's him.
Or
he's
whoever.
Trying to protect his peace
whoever
with...
Whoever it was.
Yeah, whoever.
You know, like...
Because, like, it wasn't clear. The typos were just not making sense to me. But they wanted to protect their peace with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, they stood with their partner to the end. So I don't think they're an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think they're an asshole, too.
It's like, y'all leave.
I think there was just bad planning.
Yeah, I think, like, because I'm like, listen, if that's what you really wanted, you would think that, like, at least days before the wedding, you would have sat down and planned it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the pictures that you're going to take, you know?
Or,
like, months before.
Even if, like, you didn't plan it out, you already knew.
Like,
you already knew what it was going to be.
It's not like you brought someone, who's this?
Your
husband? You know, that's like, make it make sense. But anyway, yeah, your turn.
Okay, my turn. Am I the asshole for not specifying that I, a vegetarian, wouldn't be serving meat?
Okay.
This happened a month ago, but I just saw a post about not serving alcohol at a party that just reminded me of this. After I, 22-year-old... Why do we have to add ages? Like, I don't understand. But anyways...
It adds context.
After I, a 20... So it's just like, oh, millennial...
Yeah, it's
okay,
like, okay, I see
boomer.
The age.
Alright.
I see.
I, a 22-year-old female, finished moving into my first apartment. I invited my family over. My parents, my siblings, which are three of them, and their parents, two of those. Huh? Oh, well, their partners.
Yeah.
Which... So, two of the three siblings have partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many of that? That's...
Like, five.
Yeah. And everyone knows that I don't eat meat. I try my best not to be difficult about it and often bring my own meals to family gatherings. Why are you laughing?
Is that sad?
Anyways, the menu was, as a starter, bruschetta. As a main...
Ooh.
Pasta with garlic bread and salad on the side, and tiramisu as dessert.
Oh, fancy.
I thought this was covered. This, what? Oh, she says typos at the end, too. Anyways, I thought this covered all the bases, had enough variety, and people seemed to enjoy it. No one went home hungry. But my dad told me that if he knew I wouldn't be serving meat, he wouldn't have come.
Damn.
He came. He made a couple of snarky remarks, too, especially about the salad. Being it called rabbit food and not real food. Okay. And my brother called me after to let me know that his girlfriend agrees with my dad. And also would
not
want real food next time.
Not the girlfriend. That's crazy.
If I'm ever hosting again, she wants real food.
That's crazy.
All right. Honestly, I don't know if I really want to host again. I spent quite a lot of money and the time on making the dinner, and it's frustrating when people try to tear it down. But it is generally polite to let people know when a social gathering doesn't include meat. Should I have let the people know beforehand?
No. You know what I would have done? I would have been so fake. I would be like, I am so sorry. I'm going to make it up to you, okay? Let's do this again next week. I would have bought meat. I would have burnt the shit out of the food. And I would have been like, here it is. Here's your food. Y'all wanted meat. Here it is. Eat it. You're going to eat all of it. It's burnt. Honestly, I don't care. I would have been a menace. Honestly, because I'm like, no. I'm a vegetarian. You expect me to cook meat? She's not.
No, she's not an asshole, though, because even, like, when her family has gatherings, she brings her own meals.
Yeah. She's not an asshole.
So why wouldn't the family bring their own meals if they knew she was a vegetarian?
If I went somewhere, friends, family, wherever, mm-hmm. and they were vegetarian or what, I'm expecting there not to be meat there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm excited to eat some salad and that's it and go home. Yeah, you know, I'll eat the meat when I get home.
She made a lot, though.
She made bruschetta, the garlic bread with the pasta, the tiramisu. Like, that was a meal.
Yeah, fine. I would have been full.
Three course. Like, I would have been fine. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have been, like, I don't know.
Why would I have,
these people are just,
I have anything to say?
Yeah, like, these people are just crazy because it's like, no, for real. Because it's like, if you know someone is a vegetarian, like, they have food restrictions, you know? Like, they don't eat certain things.
Expect that if they are hosting a dinner, you are going to be having the same restrictions.
We go, like, me and my family, we go out places, and we know that these people don't eat certain things. Mm-hmm. We get there, and, like, they don't have anything. Like, we'll come, like, okay, because my family, you know, like, we'll come, and, like, we'll make jokes about it to each other. Like, not to them. Like, we won't be like, how dare they not serve us meat? How dare they not serve us whatever it is that, you know, we eat? How dare they? Like, we know, but we'll be like, damn, they really didn't bring that. Okay. Yeah. It's okay. We got meat at home. It's fine, you know? And we will eat, and we'll be thankful and be like, thank you for hosting us. Da-da-da-da. Go home. Yeah. It was lovely. Like, we will enjoy the food, but we know that they have nothing.
Every day you need to be the same thing. Yeah. You got to make changes sometimes.
Exactly. Or, and, like, that would have been fine in my family. Because, like, you know?
Especially if it was made well. Like,
yeah. My family, we love salad. Like, we wouldn't have been complaining. We would have been like, girl, bring some more.
Yeah, especially if it was made right.
Yeah, the bring bruschetta. Some more.
Yo, the bruschetta? I love bruschetta, bro.
Bring some more of that.
Garlic bread.
Legit. That's what I'm going to be eating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's the asshole. I think her family's the asshole because there's just no way. There's just no way that you're going to get upset about your vegetarian daughter.
Yeah.
Cooking, like, taking the time out of her day.
Mom, she made a life choice, and that's her decision.
Yeah.
If you really wanted meat, then bring your own meat.
If you really wanted meat, then told her, no need for you to host. No need for you to host us.
Yeah.
Okay? No need for you to do that. It's okay.
Or
you come to our house and you bring your food and you eat there, okay? No need. Yeah. Don't worry.
Or even, like, just a little, hey, I know you're vegetarian, but is it all right if I bring meat to the house? Or, like, is it all right? Or would you mind cooking some meat for us?
Yeah, because I think that's just rude.
Just like, being, like, those side comments.
Yeah, like, I think that's rude. Like, if I knew someone was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I would have asked, I'm like, do you mind if I bring meat? Like, I would have offered, I'm like, I'll cook it. But do you mind if I bring it to your house?
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm not, I think it's rude when someone's, like, has, like, food restrictions of any kind. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, can you cook that for us? Like, when we come, like, do you mind cooking that? It's like, I think that's so rude to ask them to cook. Like, that just goes against everything that they believe in.
Yeah.
You know? Like, some people get sensitive, like, if you eat meat in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You guys gauge if that's your sister. Like, does your sister get upset? Probably not, because she's been to your house many times.
Yeah.
Seeing you guys eat meat in front of her, she doesn't care. So I would have been like, hey, like, do you mind if I just bring meat? Like, just in case. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I would have compromised.
Yeah.
Especially if I knew. Like, I would have asked her, what are you making? Mm-hmm. And if she told me everything she made and there was no meat options,
mm-hmm.
then I would have been like, do you mind?
Yeah.
If we bring something, you know? And then if she says, yeah, I do mind, then it's like, okay, at least I know now. I'll go home, I'll cook it, and then when I go home, I'll eat it when I get home.
Yeah.
But if she says, no, bring it, then it's fine.
See, like, I have a family member that is, like, vegan. Mm-hmm. Well, I have two family members that are vegan. And we are a Filipino household.
Mm-hmm.
So being vegan is not a real thing to us. You know, like, we need meat.
We eat
barbecue and shit like that. And, like, not... Like, especially my family, we're not opposed to, like, their lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, okay, you want to live that way, then you're going to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that if you're invited to, like, the family gatherings.
Yeah, there's going to be meat. There's going to be meat there.
And as, like, us as a family, we also include them. Like, if they're coming to the party, we're like, oh, like, our cousin's coming, they don't eat meat. Like, you have to have, like, whatever they bring have, back, you know? Yeah. Or if, like, if I'm hosting, for example, mm-hmm. and I was a meat eater, I am a meat eater, actually, mm-hmm. but I had, like, vegetarians or, like, vegan people coming.
You accommodate that.
As a host, yeah. you accommodate that. Like, oh, hey, by the way, hey, what would you guys want? Yeah. Or if you guys want, like, a pizza, I can get you guys a pizza, all vegetarian, whatever.
That's literally, like, everywhere, like, honestly, even for us, like, my family, that's how we do it, too. Like, if we're mm-hmm. hosting, we know... If we, like, all the guests that we invite, like, when we have parties, like, we know mm-hmm. their food restrictions, like, what they eat, what they don't eat. We know, okay, this yeah. person doesn't eat this, this person is allergic to that. This, I don't know how my parents know, but they just know.
Yeah.
They know everything. So then, literally, like, they'll get food, and then, like, when the person comes, they're like, this one is for you. Yeah. You know, we made this one specifically for you. Like, we'll let them know, like, this one has the one that doesn't have whatever that you don't eat, you know?
Yeah.
Even for me, like, I was, like, allergic to, like, everything growing up. You know, so my parents, still are. I still am. So my parents literally like would make food for me, and they wouldn't make me be like, "You don't eat it." It was like, "Taylor, that's your food. Like that's yours, okay?" Mm-hmm. And that would be my food, and then like literally, like it wouldn't be a thing. Yeah. Like we would go out and we would embrace each other. Even when we go to parties, like people, you'll see people talking. They'd be like, "Oh, you over there, this one's for you. We made this one for you." Mm-hmm. You know, we'll go out. They'll be like, "These two, I made these. These ones have dairy. These ones don't. That one's for you." You know, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Like, they all, like, it's like, I've never had an experience where people were like, how dare you not yeah. have this? Like, everyone's just so accommodating because we know people's food restrictions. So we're just like, okay, let's respect that because, like, we're not assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But your family, like, that girl's family is an asshole for sure because they're so rude.
Also, like, not to, even in the thread, like, she says that, like, no one was upset during the dinner. And the fact that, like, after the dinner, they now have something to say, like, that's even more rude.
I feel like they were upset, but they didn't want to say it to her face. They probably went home.
But, like, that's more cowardly.
Went outside and talked shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, more cowardly.
That is. That's what I'm saying. Like, they were upset during the dinner, but they just went home and were like, how dare she? And then they're all like, oh, my God, you felt the same way? Me too. And then one of them was like, why would you do that?
Yeah, like, that's
I don't
so
know.
Fucking dumb.
I don't know.
Anyways.
They are assholes, though.
But yeah. No, not her.
Not her. Her family, guys. They are. Okay. This one. Am I the asshole for leaving my husband at home while I spend the week at my brother's because of how he buys groceries?
What does that buys mean?
I don't know. But we'll find out. Let me see if this type was in this one. Okay. Doesn't say. Doesn't say. So I hope not. Okay. I've been in a committed relationship with my husband for 17 years. And overall, things have been great. Okay. We had a few rough patches, but what's important to know is that while he earns more than me and is considered the main provider, I have a substantial trust fund that ensures we're financially stable.
Okay.
I work part-time as a teacher while attending university, earning less than him, and most of my income goes towards tuition.
Okay.
Our household income exceeds 200K annually, while the average in our area is below 50K. So,
wow.
I know. I was like, oh, y'all rich in that area.
So you guys are good, okay? You guys are settled, all right?
Exactly. You're comfortable.
Yeah. Anyway,
one ongoing issue we have is my husband's frugality. He likes to control my spending and have the final say on how he uses his earnings. It's worth mentioning that I've never used any of his income and have no intention to do so. However, the main point of contention between us is his frequent visits to food banks. Despite having more than enough, I don't know. Despite having more than enough food at home, he insists on going to food banks to save money. He intentionally looks disheveled and uses our beat up car to blend in. Wow. Even though he's never even though he's never experienced food scarcity. I've explained to him the need for food donations in our community, even showing him social media posts from local food banks, but he remains indifferent. I suggested he volunteer or donate to gain first-hand experience, but he refuses. The unfortunate part is that since we're never short on food, most of what he brings home ends up getting thrown away. Wow. Mm. Today I discovered our fridge filled with fresh produce and meat that clearly didn't come from our regular grocery store. When I confronted him, he admitted to going to a food bank after seeing a Facebook post about a donation of fresh food. People on social media were already asking if any was left, and there wasn't. I showed him these comments and he brushed them off, claiming people should have gone earlier. Exhausted by the situation, I packed a bag and went to stay with my brother for the weekend, asking for space to think things over. My husband accuses me of overreacting, being vindictive, and threatens to go back to the food bank regardless of my feelings. His family is also messaging me, calling me an asshole, and urging me to stop interfering with his choices. I turned off my phone, but now they're bombarding my brother with messages. Thankfully, he supports my decision and ignores them. All I want is to enjoy the rest of my week without being angry at my husband. Yes, I could let this go and not scold him, but the food he takes could have gone to people who truly need it. I'm not leaving my husband, but I need a few days away to gain some clarity. Am I wrong for wanting space?
No.
No.
Honestly, what is wrong with this man?
I know. I'm like, this sir.
This is giving me cheapskates, you know? You remember yes. that show?
Yes, extreme cheapskates. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
That's no, what it is.
First of all, the whole sentence where it's like, us as a household make 200K while the neighborhood makes 50K or less.
Yeah.
That already
was enough.
I was like, if anything, you should be
donating your stuff to them.
Exactly.
Buying groceries and donating.
You are, okay, actually, at the same time, you know, that's how the rich get richer, but that's how the poor get poorer.
No, but that's so rude to do.
No, I mean that.
No, I get that, but that's so rude to do. Because it's like,
don't go to the food bank, go to No Frills.
Exactly. Maybe, or like stop shopping at Soul Base. Like, yeah. Okay, we're in Canada, but shopping at Soul Base. Go to No Frills. Go to Food Basic. Go to one of the cheap alternatives if you want to save money on groceries. But you know what it is, though, for me? It was him.
Going in the beat-up car. Oh, like just the blending.
No, that part, I was like, this man's messed up. No, but what it was for me was her being like, look. People are literally asking if there's any more. They need more. And he was like, yeah, whatever. Like, he just brushed it off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, so you don't. Because at first. Back. Yeah. Because I'm like, okay, you know, some people are kind of just dense like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they don't understand. That, like, they don't see it. So they don't know. So they go to the food bank. They think all is well. All is dandy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see that other people, like, you took from people who actually needed it. Like, they're okay, maybe you didn't see that, right? But then her showing you and being like, look, people need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are taking from people that need it, that are probably going to starve this week because they can't afford food and the food bank has no food because you took the last food. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And
no,
like,
she it said that he took everything. Our fridge was fully stocked.
Yeah, because he saw a Facebook post saying that they have fresh food. So then he took food. He didn't take everything, but he took food. And then that could have went to like another family.
Yeah.
But he took it.
That needed it more.
That's what's crazy. Because honestly, that's an ick. Like, that's a red flag.
That's more than a red flag.
Because you know what it is? It's like, he's not willing to, like, understand. Because, like, he even texted, when he texted her saying, like, listen, I'ma still do this regardless of how you feel. It's like, so you don't care about her feelings at all. You don't care about her opinions. You don't care, like, what she says doesn't matter to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is something, maybe for, like, them, this is something small. But this is gonna, like, just, like, snowball into something bigger.
Dad, also, like, the family intervening. It's
I
like,
know, I'm saying, like, yo, let him do. Don't interfere with him.
No, but it's also that, and not no, I meant, like, if you are comfortable enough to stand on your own,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that she doesn't ask her husband for any money, she spends her own.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
That's what I'm saying. It's giving, I think he has, like,
no, it's really giving, like, extreme cheap dates. Because
that's what
it's, I don't know what disorder that is, but there's, like, something going on.
That's why I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Like, yes, you can lose everything in a second. If he's fucking, like, you know, he's in, like, a cartel business where you can get looted and your money's gone, then I understand if you go to the food bank. But if you are a solid worker and you have an actual job, then, bro, go to fucking...
And you know how to really manage your money.
Yeah, that, and if you really wanted to save money, go to the dollar store.
Yeah, go get some bread at the dollar store, $1.25.
Like,
you can get the cans there at the dollar store.
You might not find fresh produce, but you can go to a cheaper alternative.
Go to No Frills. The food there is still good.
Yeah,
the vegetables are still fine.
Yeah, if you really wanted to go
in the morning.
Go in the morning and get the reduced. That we do.
No, in the morning.
Or go grow your shit. Go grow your own shit.
That too. Because I assume that you guys live in a house. You have a backyard. Grow some fruits and vegetables in the backyard if you're really that pressed about you're saving your money on food.
Like, I don't get it.
Buy some plants.
She's not an asshole for wanting space.
Because if anything, she should request more. I would have been like, never mind. Like, I am divorcing you.
Oh.
Until you get... No, because honestly, that's so... Because honestly,
divorcing, okay, that's a little pushing it.
No, I don't care. Because that's just... disrespectful. Because, like, you don't have no care for no one in the world except for yourself. Like, he's legit selfish. He's narcissistic.
Oh,
and that's that's what that shows me. It's like, you literally... And then you're going to come tell me, I don't care how you feel. when you come back home, I'm still gonna be doing the same shit. It's like, so you really don't see the problem with this. Mm-hmm. And you really don't, like, you don't hear me, you don't listen to me. Mm-hmm. Like, that would have just snowballed to other things. Mm-hmm. And I would have been like, yeah, no. No. Mm-hmm. Because, like, in the future, if something happens, and I need you, or something, or, you know, whatever happens, and we're trying to talk to you, and you're gonna tell me, yeah, I don't care. Or you're not listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem. And I'm like, yeah, I see that. You're selfish, you're narcissistic, like, you have some type of issue. Him. Yeah, that's true, but maybe, I don't know. First of all, because if that was my case and we were dating and I found that out, that I would have been like, I don't know, man. But then, like, maybe, like, I don't know if she knew.
I'm pretty sure she did.
And she, so maybe it's not a red flag for her, but it would have been a red flag for me. We wouldn't have lasted long. He proposed to me, I would have said, are you going to stop?
Are you going to stop?
When we get married, you better stop. And if he says no, then I'll be like, okay, goodbye. Take your ring back. Actually, I'm going to keep it.
No, not you giving.
No, I'm joking. Take it back.
Damn.
But yeah.
Okay, I have one. Am I an asshole for threatening to call the police on my brother for trying to force me to babysit his daughter after I already told him multiple times beforehand that I don't want to babysit her?
Okay.
That's a long title. I, 29-year-old male, has a brother that is 27 years old. The 27-year-old brother has a 4-year-old daughter. His daughter's mom passed away because of birth complications. All sad.
Yeah.
And he's been raising her mostly alone ever since. Oh, I don't know where this is going. Recently, he asked me if I could babysit her for the night so he could go on a date. Oh, but wow. I refused because I am not experienced with children. And frankly, because I simply don't want to babysit.
Okay, I feel that.
My brother kept insisting, saying that he's too tight with money to pay for a babysitter, but I kept refusing to do it. However, one day at around 7 p.m., I suddenly hear a girl knocking at my door, and there was my niece while my brother was nowhere to be found.
So he just left her. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where this is going. I let her in my room, and my mom and I then started calling him multiple times, but he wouldn't pick up any of my calls. After half an hour, I ended up giving him a message, and he didn't come back in for 15 minutes to, what? After half an hour, I ended up giving him a message that if he doesn't come back in 15 minutes, I'll report him to the police for child abandonment.
Okay.
Oh my god. He came back after 20 minutes, but luckily for him, I didn't call the police yet. He was absolutely furious with me. And started berating me literally in front of his daughter. Oh. But I eventually made him leave my house with my niece. However, after he kept giving me messages about how I failed as both a brother and an uncle, that I proved to my niece and I, that I don't love her and see her as a burden. And that I couldn't even allow him this night of fun. When he hadn't had sex since his daughter was born.
Is that my problem?
But I messaged him that the last thing... I messaged him that that's the last thing of his problems, not mine. And so he needed to figure it out on his own instead of pinning on me against my will. However, this only got him to send me even more venomous messages. My boyfriend, however, thinks that I'm acting like an asshole to him and that we could have taken care of my niece for the night without creating a scene.
No.
So, am I the asshole for not having much sympathy for my brother's situation and not wanting to babysit his daughter?
Honestly, like, I see both sides. Because, like, if you're just not naturally, you know, you just don't get that natural feeling with children. Like, you just don't want to be around them. Like, okay. Whether, you know, it's like, I can see why the sibling was like, no, like, I'm not babysitting your brother, like, your child, you know, take them somewhere else, you know? I could see that. Like, I understand, like, obviously, it's a sticky situation.
No, I think he's an asshole.
You think he's an asshole for not babysitting? Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
No, because... Like, okay, the end, yeah, like, both of them just could have handled it differently, but he just straight up said, no, figure it out on your own, while he's staying with his mom. Yeah, you're an asshole.
No, I don't think so. Because I just think, like, that's your child, that's not mine.
Yeah, but like, that's honestly, also, I get, like, a sibling duty.
Yeah, no.
No, like, as a family, yeah. Because if, let's say you had something that you were in, I would expect my sibling to help me out.
Yeah, but, like, if he had, like, anything important, he wanted to go on a date.
He didn't.
He wanted to go on a date.
No, the brother didn't have anything important. The older brother wanted to go on a date.
The older brother was the one that wanted, like, freaking... The older brother's the one that has a kid, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. The older brother wanted to go on a date, so he wanted to you to babysit his sibling.
No.
I mean, his child.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not babysitting your child just because you want to go on a date.
Why not?
Like, figure that out. You should have planned this. Like, if you asked me properly instead of the day of, then maybe.
That's what he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part. He said, well, yeah, he asked him a week before?
Yeah. No, he didn't say he asked him a week before, but he said he asked him, and then the day of, that's when he dropped off the kid. But he asked him prior.
Oh, then no. Then still, yeah, you're not an asshole. Because if I said no and you still dropped off your kid...
No, but the brother lives at the mom's house.
And?
So why wouldn't the mom take care of her grandkid?
I don't know, maybe something's wrong with the mom. Like, that's a different story. Like, if the mom, like, if the brother lives at the mom's house, then okay, if the mom wants to watch the kid, then fine. But if you're asking me, whether I live with my mom or not, and you have a kid, and you're asking me to watch your kid, and I say no, and then you still drop off your kid here, it's like, bro, like, don't do that.
No, that's an asshole mood, but I still think the brother's an asshole.
No, because, what, you're supposed to say yes every single time your sibling asks you to watch a kid? No. Exactly.
No, but, like, like, in that situation, have sympathy for your brother.
No. Just, I'm not watching your kid. Like, maybe I will sometimes, but I'm not going to watch your kid. It's not my duty to watch your kid just because you want to go on a date. If he had, like, a job interview, if he had, like, some serious, like, and it's okay, yeah, give me your kid. I'm going to watch your kid while you go figure that out. I'm going to watch your kid while you go handle that. But it's like, you want to go get laid?
Yes!
And you want me to watch your kid?
Why the fuck not?
No!
Excuse me? No!
Get someone else to do that. Bring your child to a daycare.
It's night. It's a date.
Then, what do you want on a date at night?
Why do you not go on a date at night?
No. No. First date, and we're going out at night? No.
Dinner date.
Yeah, dinner date. That's fine. But, like, at night, no. Dinner date, it's like 8, 7, 8. That's not nighttime.
That is nighttime.
No, that's evening. Yeah, evening.
No, Taylor.
You want me to watch your kid all night so you can go and...
Yes.
No.
I would.
No, that's you. I would not. I would not. Like, I probably would, but, like, I wouldn't at the same time. It, like, depends on the situation. Like, if you know I don't like kids.
But, like, he's not alone. The brother's not alone. Even the boyfriend was there. Boyfriend could have, he even said we could have taken him just for the night.
If, like, no, but I would have been like, listen, no, 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 no. Like, I don't care if I live with my boyfriend. I don't care if I live with my mom. I don't care if I'm by myself. Like, if it depends. Like, if I said
but
no...
But what if you're just saying no just to say no, which she did?
That's different, though. Because it's like, if you ask me, and you're like, hey, like, on Friday, can you watch the kid? And I was like, honestly, I'm not really feeling like watching kids right now. Then I would say no.
Okay, but he just said no.
Okay, that's different. Like, he just said no, but you don't know. Maybe he said a lot of things and he just didn't include it in there. Like,
yeah,
if he,
but that's the story, though.
But we don't know what the thing is. Maybe he just didn't want to watch the kid.
That's what we're reading, though.
That's like, true.
If
but I don't think...
more context...
They should have gave it to them? No, but like, I don't think he's an asshole.
I do.
Because it's like, he said no this one time. Like, you don't know how many times he's watched the sibling for the brother so he can go and
that's
get late.
True, but also,
or, like, go,
like,
and do whatever he wants
also,
to do.
But, like, no, I think that he's an asshole.
I don't think so.
No, because that's rough. Like, the brother's going through a rough path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could spare him a night.
Yeah, but then, like... not all the time. Like,
well,
yeah.
Well, it's clearly not all the time. And it clearly said that he's been taking care of the kid alone for a long time.
Yeah, he hasn't got laid. That's what he said. He's
no,
like, ever since the kid was born, he hasn't got laid.
He said his daughter's mom passed away and he's been raising her mostly alone ever since.
Yeah, mostly alone. Like, I get that you're passed away and all that, like, whatever. And, like, have sympathy. But that doesn't mean that I'm, like, gonna, like, just at your beck and call watch your kid. You know what I mean? Like, no. 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 I don't think he's an asshole.
I don't.
Just because that's not a circumstance for you to be like, okay, like, you know what, sure. Like, I'll watch your kids so you can go and, like, do whatever you want to do. No.
Yeah, that's, like, auntie duties, though.
No. That's, like, once in a while. I don't think he's an asshole for saying no. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't think he's an asshole for saying no.
No, I think he's an asshole for saying like, no. At least, like, at this time. Like, because the man is being, like, he wants to have a moment for his own.
Yeah, like, I get that, but I still don't think the brother's an asshole. Or the sibling is an asshole. I still don't think they're an asshole.
I guess. I think he is.
I don't. Just because you said no one time doesn't make you an asshole. Like, I just don't want to watch your kid today. I'm not watching your kid.
But I don't think it's just a one time. I think it's just...
Like, if you say no every single time your sibling asks you, then it's like, okay, yeah, like, what's your issue? You know? Like, yeah, help me out. But like...
that clearly... And it clearly seems like it's not the first time because the brother, like, blew up about it. So he clearly has an issue.
Maybe the brother has an issue. It's not that I don't know. I don't know what happened before, but I just know that like I don't think he's an asshole for saying no this time.
But it's also like
because you don't know what like, the brother is going through. What if he's just like you know?
He's not taking care of the kid alone.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Like whether you're with like it's you and your partner or whatever. Like you still have to have that response. You still have to be a little stressed out. You're still gonna be stressed out.
Yeah, watching your sibling. Kid,
yeah. So even if I have like my mom and like my boyfriend and all that stuff watching the kid. Then it's like I'm still gonna be stressed out because like I can't lay down peacefully because I'm gonna be like, where is she? Where's my niece? Where is she? You know?
Yeah.
It's like whatever. And then like if the mom like I don't know maybe something's wrong with the mom because like if he lives with his mom and like you're not asking the mom to watch the kid then that means you know maybe she's not able to watch the kid so that means I'm gonna be the one and I can't I'm not gonna be say yes and then dump the kid to my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be like nah I have to watch this kid and I'm gonna be stressed out watching this kid even if my boyfriend's there I'm gonna be like no. Like, you know, it's my responsibility because if anything happens, I can't be like, yo, but I left him to him to watch it. It's like, yeah, but I gave my child to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're still going to be stressed out. So I would have been like, I'm just not in the mood to like be stressed out. So no, I'm not watching your kid. Like, I don't think he's an asshole for saying no. It's like, you know, it could have been handled differently, but I don't think he's an asshole.
I think he is.
And we don't know the circumstances.
Yeah.
I don't. But yeah, that's that. I don't know. Are you going to do one more each?
Sure.
Okay. I have this one. It's called the bedroom equalizer.
Huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just going to get right to it. My 25-year-old female boyfriend. Oh, no. Me, 25-year-old female boyfriend, 28-year-old male, likes to be called daddy.
What is going on?
In bed while we're being intimate. I've obliged this request, but it's starting to creep me out, and I've decided I don't want to do it anymore. He is not happy with this and insists it has nothing to do with the connotation of the word. He just simply enjoys hearing me say it.
Okay.
Since he wasn't budging on the issue, I told him I'd like for him to call me grandma in bed as a compromise.
Ew!
He didn't like this option and said it was giving him visuals he would prefer not to have. Like, okay, join the fucking club. Anyways... The last time he tried to initiate intimacy with me, I started to refer to myself as grandma in the third person. Do you like when grandma does that? Etc. And he flew off the handle. Said I ruined the mood, made him feel gross, and I was being ridiculous. I think I proved my point, but he thinks I'm being an asshole, so am I the asshole? Honestly...
You are.
I don't think so.
No, like, you're doing it an asshole move.
Yeah, you're doing an asshole move, but I don't think that she's an asshole.
No, she's an asshole. No, she's an asshole. That's what an asshole is.
No, I don't think that's an asshole, because it's like, listen, intimacy, right? That stuff?
Uh-huh.
It's like a mutual thing. Both parties have to feel safe and comfortable. No, so if you're calling them that word, and then, like, after a while, you're like, you know, it makes me feel weird to call you that. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And then your partner is like, well, I do, so you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, so you're going to call me this too. Mm-hmm. Let's see how you feel when you call me that. And then, like, now he's getting upset because he doesn't let me call he doesn't want to call her grandma.
No, but she knows, but she clearly knows that that's a joke.
She's not joking, though. She never said it was a joke.
No, but, like, she's clearly doing it to get a rise out of him.
She's doing it so he knows, so he sees how she feels.
Yeah.
By calling him that too. And like he's like upset. He's like, stop saying that. So it's like, okay, so stop making me call you that. So okay. It's like, I don't think that she's an asshole. I think that she's like trying to like play the game that he tried first with her.
Yeah, see, that's toxic though.
It's toxic, but like I don't think it's like being an asshole move. Cause like if anything,
no, that's an asshole move.
He's the asshole for not like respecting her boundaries and being like, that's okay, fine, oh, no, we don't have to do that anymore.
No, there's that. But also it's like
Like this all, I feel like this all started because he was the asshole for not saying no, for not saying sure
or yeah, whatever. Yeah, I guess that too, but also he's used to it already.
That's true, but then, you know, you can always change your mind in sex, right?
Yeah.
You can always be like, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore, mm-hmm. you know? Because maybe she wasn't, like, we don't know, so maybe she wasn't comfortable the first time, but she was like, let me just do it, maybe I'll get more comfortable, and she just never got comfortable. So now she's like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. And he's like, well, I want you to. Because then, if anything, they should find a compromise. You know?
Yeah, that's how it should be.
You know, be compromised. Be like, maybe once a month. Or maybe one in every time, you know? Mm-hmm. You call me that. It's like, okay, I can do that, you know? But if he's just not budging, then I can see why she did that. Why she started calling
herself. Well, like, I think she's doing it as a joke. Like, oh yeah, if you want me to fucking call you thing, then you better call me thing. Like, you know, like that's big dick energy, you know?
Yeah, like, it's toxic, but I don't think she's an asshole. Like, I think it's toxic. I think that's, like, the better word to use, like... That relationship's toxic, mm-hmm. but I don't think she's an asshole.
I don't know.
And
I think that's just weird. Like it's a weird thing.
It's a weird one.
Okay. I'm trying to find one.
You're trying to find one? Mm-hmm. You want me to do another one then? Or do you have one?
You can use one then.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. It's fine if you have one.
Yeah, I have one.
Go ahead.
Okay, this one. Is it long? Okay. This one's called the overtime stepmother.
Okay.
Okay. My husband works around his ex's schedule as hers isn't flexible as his, or so she says. Whenever she doesn't want the kids, wants to go out, see her boyfriend, etc., we have the kids as a favor to her, but when we ask for a favor or when I ask him to ask her to return the favor, nothing happens. We have the kids at least 3 to 5 times a week as she's working. Last week we had them from Tuesday until this Tuesday. And she didn't tell us that the weekend was actually just a favor. She wanted to go out until he dropped them back off. So in return, I asked him to ask for the weekend for us to go away as we were both off, which up until this morning was still the plan. Over the weekend, she invited a friend and her son over knowing that this kid bullies their son. Huh. So she asked, can we have him for the weekend? So now he's planning to bring him away with us. I said I'd rather just us go away on the weekend as planned, but if we can't find other arrangements for his son, I'd rather not go at all.
Yeah.
So now he thinks I'm being the asshole. This isn't the first time it's happened. We had a night away booked, and last minute she called and dropped their daughter off, so we had to bring her with us. Just so you know, we/I spend a lot of time with the kids. They are with us most of the week and take day trips on weekends and a couple of holidays on half terms, so it's not like I refuse to bring them anywhere with us all the time, just when it's planned as a couple's getaway. And it goes, edit, no, I don't hate the kids. Yes, I understand he's a dad first and she's a mom first, but... By favor, I meant when she last minute decides to see her boyfriend or go out, not by doing his parent duties as he should. Also, I told him to just take his son away and spend the weekend with him. So am I the asshole?
For what?
For not wanting the kid, for wanting her to return the favor.
The stepmom?
Yeah. For wanting him to tell his ex to, like, stop doing that.
No.
Or to return the favor.
No.
Yeah, no. I don't think she's an asshole. I think the stepmom, not the stepmom, I think the real mom.
Yeah.
Just doesn't want to be a mom. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she's just there for good times. Mm-hmm. Not a long time. You know, this reminds me of someone, actually. Or... I'm not gonna say anything. But yeah, it just reminds me of something. But yeah, I don't think that she's an asshole for, like, wanting privacy with her husband.
That, but also she has a kid, like, kids, like, almost 90% of the time.
Yeah.
She just wants time with her husband.
Yeah. Because at this point, like, literally the title, she's literally the overtime stepmother. Because, like, she literally has them. The mom, the real mom, probably gets them, like, once or twice a week and then drops them off.
Barely, at this point.
Drops them off at their house and then doesn't return for them.
Like, she's not an asshole for asking the husband to tell his ex-wife, hey, like, me and my wife right now want to go on a... Like,
yeah.
Like, no, she's not.
It's like they should have boundaries set.
But you know? Clearly boundaries weren't set.
If, yeah. Because, like, you're not going to... trampled on. Yeah, like, last minute every day you're dropping the kids off when you know that, like, we planned a weekend or you know that something's happening and you drop the kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't think she's an asshole.
She's asking for a favor.
Yeah. She's asking to return the favor. She's asking for boundaries. That's what she should stand. Be like, listen, we're going to set these boundaries. You're going to follow them to the ex.
But if she's already set a pattern, then you have to understand that, like, that's why she's getting treated like that.
Yeah. It's like, you never put your foot down. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. Because now, you know, if they go to court, it's just going to get messy. So, like, why do that? But at the same time, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Let me not say why do that. You gotta do what you gotta do. So I get it. But yeah, but I don't think...
Also, the husband needs to, like, step in.
Yeah. Because like, I think, I don't know, I feel like he's like, nah, those are my kids.
Yeah, but if you're planning... I gotta take care of them. But, like, if you're planning a couple's getaway...
Yeah.
...together, then why the fuck? Like, what?
Exactly.
Like, you're gonna have all this hopes for you and your wife to go, and then your ex-wife comes and like, nah. Cancel your plans. You're gonna take care of the kids because I wanna do blah, 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 blah.
X, Y, and Z, yeah.
And then you're just gonna, like, yeah, sure.
He literally just like, yeah, sure. That's literally what it seems like. He's just like, okay, we can't go, or let's just bring them with us.
No, then, sorry, we're breaking up. Because you need balance. Like,
no, it's true.
Like, what am I? I'm not a fucking nanny.
Not true.
I'm taking care of you and your ex's kids when...
And then they, like...
I don't even get, like, taken care of either.
Yeah.
Like,
huh? That's true. It's true.
Like, no it's way. True.
It's true. I would have went up to the ex and been like, listen, this is what we're not gonna do. Okay? These are your kids too, not just his. Because at this point, they're mine now. You're never gonna see them if this is the path. Honestly, that's what you have to do though. You gotta be like, listen.
That's what I mean.
Like, if you don't want to be a mom, just say that. Yeah. Just say that.
Like, I can take that responsibility.
Yeah.
But if you, she clearly could actually. From
she can.
Said, but like, she clearly still the husband or wife still want that like shared custody thing.
Yeah.
So then. Share custody.
Yeah, so you're share custody.
Like, what?
Because right now it doesn't seem like it's shared.
It seems like I'm the full-time mom.
And then I just let you... You're the stepmom. Yeah. You're the nanny. You just watch them for a night and then bring them back. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't think she's an asshole. If anything, I think she should be more of an asshole. I do. I think she should maybe put her foot down and be like, we're not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's that. Did you have a story? Or you couldn't find
you
one?
You said the last one.
Yeah, I thought it was one each. I was like, I was just going to fill that up while you found one, but we don't have to.
No, you said you were going to say one if you couldn't find one. I said, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the end. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we hope you enjoyed this one. These are some juicy stories. Some juicy stories, but yeah, I love reading these stories all the time. On like every social media platform, I'm the asshole. It's just so crazy and ridiculous. Like some of the things that happen to people, I'm just like, how? Like these are not your friends. These are not your family. Like how? Like make it make sense. But anyway, thank you for staying until the end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have any stories, personal or not, let us know. But am I the asshole? Because I want to know. I want to know more juice, more tea. So let us know. But anyway, you can catch us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, soon to be YouTube. You can listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Reason, and many more. I can't really remember all of them. And many more. Do you have a pod?
If you have any small businesses that you guys want to collab with us with, just email us at whatsthedish@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share the posts for our stories or our Instagram interaction posts that we've been doing. If you haven't seen them, every new episode, there's a question in the second post to answer. So please.
Answer.
There's no harm in commenting.
And clickety-clackling.
Oh, yeah. And just know that we are a small business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not at the moment, but we are trying to. And anything goes a long way, especially exactly. Share. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's all, folks.
And we'll see you next time. Oh, next week. Bye.